Hello, and welcome to the Thursday, December 18th, 2014 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got some interesting news from Palo Alto Networks. They looked at a couple of phones from China that had some odd network traffic associated with them, and they observed that, for example, all of a sudden software was installed on those phones. The root cause here apparently was a backdoor in the ROM of these particular phones. These are Android phones made by Coolpad. They're not all that popular outside of China. Their global market share is around 3 or 4% according to this report, but they are quite popular within China itself. And of course, it's a big question whether they're the only manufacturer who uses these techniques. In this case, they didn't even try to really hide it. It was pretty obvious to the user with software all of a sudden being installed without apparent reason and advertising messages popping up on the phone. But the particular backdoor went beyond that and, for example, also allowed access to the SMS history to Coolpad. The manufacturer pretty much ignored this issue so far, and Palo Alto did publish some indicators of compromise here that you can use to find these devices in your own network. But I think the real story here is you have to be careful and you have to monitor your networks to detect any odd traffic like this coming from your devices. And ICANN is the latest victim of a spear phishing attack. Just like in prior cases, an email was used to trick a couple of ICANN users to log into a fake portal. With that, they lost their email credentials. This is, of course, and so far significant as ICANN is responsible for the root DNS zone, and some of the users who fell for this scam are also able to make changes to the root DNS zone. Now, the credentials that were lost here weren't really the ones that were used to log in and make changes to the root DNS zone necessarily, but just having a list of all the email addresses and individuals who are authorized, of course, is a good part of the puzzle to ultimately get access to the zone. On the plus side, ICANN only took a week to figure out that this breach happened, so they were a lot faster than most organizations in reacting to this problem. And Delta's mobile boarding pass system evidently suffers from one of those famous direct object reference vulnerabilities. What this essentially means is that the URL of the boarding pass is predictable, and all you need is the URL to access someone else's boarding pass. All you had to do is change a couple digits in your URL and you'll end up with someone else's boarding pass. It doesn't appear to be possible to actually get a specific person's boarding pass, so it's not like there is like the name in the URL. The vulnerability was found by Danny Krand and reported to Delta, who earlier today apparently fixed this issue. And yesterday I talked a little bit about the Polkit configuration problem that can lead to easy privilege escalation. Today we also have sort of a more regular privilege escalation vulnerability. It in particular affects x86-64 kernels and has just been patched. The CVE number is 2014-9090, so watch out and apply the patch once it comes down for your distribution. In some cases, an attempted exploit of this particular vulnerability may also just lead to a denial of service attack and a non-responsive system. So this could be an indication that someone is attempting to exploit this vulnerability. And one area of security that I think is a little bit sort of under-advertised or under-researched is vulnerabilities in pen testing tools. There is just a new post with a number of different vulnerabilities in EtherCAP. EtherCAP is typically used for ARP spoofing and man-in-the-middle attacks. There are a number of vulnerabilities in EtherCAP that have now been released, and there are now patches available. So if you're using EtherCAP as part of your pen tests, make sure that you use the patched version. This is particularly important for EtherCAP because you typically run it as root, so any kind of arbitrary code execution would give an attacker root access to your system. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.